I'm sure you know this, but only about 3% of the population is accredited. So in cities like Pittsburgh, I have a feeling that percentage is lower. So people with wealth in a city like Pittsburgh, which is sort of ready to be disrupted and it's kind of gritty, and the sorts of projects we want to support here are perhaps not a really high-end hotel or something that they typically seek to invest in. They are just a little bit more conservative. But I think that might vary from city to city. So it's too early for me really to give you more than an impression. And then, you know, I investors come in so many shapes and sizes. People invest for so many different reasons that I think you have to see a lot of investors before you can really
get a feel for it, right?
Discern trends. But what I do know is that these unaccredited investors are coming to this joyfully. Our first investor in the little deal in New Orleans was a young man who had been tracking HTML website changes to our site for a year because he wanted to invest. That in his mid-20s, just loved cities and wanted to be the first one to invest.
So what was his motivation? I mean, why did he want to invest? Was this
he loves cities. He's been watching the Jobs Act. He likes the disruptive nature of fintech, financial technology. He loved the project. He wanted to invest in it. He had a little bit of money. He invested the minimum. You know, that it was an opportunity other than put his money in a bank that would return him, you know, 0.005% interest. I think this is what I learned in Pittsburgh. There are many people who are motivated by the cities they live in, the neighborhoods they live in, historic preservation, just all sorts of things. They're motivated by things that go far beyond money. And I think what we're building here is an opportunity to marry that motivation in one small sector of our lives with the opportunity to also make a return.
So are you finding that people are investing with more of a social conscience and less for money?
Some of them are, some of them are not. You know, I'll give you an example. I have two investors in Pittsburgh who will only invest in Pittsburgh projects because they only want to invest in the place where they live. One of them is very carefully building a portfolio, and he really looks at the numbers very, very carefully before he decides to invest. The other one makes a decision around the quality of the neighborhood. He will not invest in a neighborhood that is already in good shape. He wants to put his money where he thinks it will make a difference. So even in this one place, there's, you know, different motivations. And I don't know their, you know, what their overall wealth is or how this fits in with their strategy. Maybe they each put a certain amount of money aside to invest in a particular way. But this is all I can see is these different motivations for investing, which I find fascinating and lovely, you know.